The following email was sent by Nicole Dressbell 3 years ago this week. I almost wrote the same thing about being real friends and couple friends, but then I got shy.
Yep.
So
it's not that interesting, but it's an email to a woman friend who had just said something about, like, I'm so glad we became real friends and also couple friends. And last night, I was looking through my email, and last night I happened to get dinner with this person. So I thought, oh, that's nice that it stayed true.
Real friends, I'm trying to think about that distinction and what it really means.
Yeah.
It just means that you still like each other when you're there in a group of four?
I think it just means not acquaintances.
Oh.
Yeah, like real friends. And then couple friends means, like, also we do couple things together.
Gotcha. So couple friends you think takes it to the next level? Because real friends is a pretty solid label.
No, I don't know that couple friends takes it to the next level. I think couple friends is just like an added convenience.
Gotcha.
Right?
Yeah, that's fair.
Because it's not, I was wondering, do men care about that?
Well, yeah, because then you'd be like, oh, that's nice that we can all go out together.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
The following email was sent by Matt Straub 13 years ago this month. Yo, cuz, what up? Yeah, my resignation ended up being more of a hiatus, I suppose. I really did have every intention of quitting, but after 2+ weeks away, I realized that I missed the action and felt as though I had some perspective on the whole thing now, so I could come back to it with a clear mind, able to enjoy it without wasting all of my time on it. What's Jerry Maguire's mission statement? I've seen the film, but don't recall. And you wanted me to cut that line.
I know.
But it's so weird. It's the most engaging part of the email.
Yeah.
What is Jerry, like, show me the money? But that's not his mission statement.
No, it's like, I think it's the mission statement when he starts, like, his new, like, agency.
What is it?
Again, I'm still not familiar with it.
But,
I don't know.
Well, but did your cousin remind you?
No. See, what happened is the first part of that email is referencing, I sent a long manifesto to my friends about why I was quitting fantasy sports. That's what that's about.
Stop.
Yeah.
Hold on. This isn't about quitting a job. This is about quitting fantasy sports.
No, it's about quitting fantasy sports.
You are so dumb.
I woke up.
Hold on. I have to go back and look at this email again with that in mind.
Honestly,
I thought this was about a job, you psychopath.
I would have shared the email.
Matt, all of your emails are about fantasy sports.
Well, yeah, you can see what goes on here. But the original email would be way too long to share on this podcast. I mean, it would take probably 3 or 4 minutes to read. Otherwise, I would have sent that one. But
I realized that I missed the action and felt as though I had some perspective on the whole thing now.
This is
so I could come back to it with a clear mind, able to enjoy it without wasting all of my time on it.
So I wrote this email very sincerely. I was in Europe for work and I was like, I woke up one day and the first thing I thought about was checking NBA scores. And I was like, I don't want to live my life this way. And so I sent this very emotional email to my friends and a couple of them wrote back at me like, that's the greatest thing I've ever read. Like, they were laughing their asses off. But I was being, like, sincere. But anyways, my cousin, who I was writing with there, told me that his cousin said my email sounded like Jerry Maguire's mission statement.
I see.
So that's why I was referencing that.
I see.
Yeah.
So was it that you were like, oh my God, I'm in this beautiful European city and I'm thinking about NBA scores? What prompted you to be like, something's not right?
Yeah, no, it wasn't where I was necessarily. It was just the amount of time and brain space I was devoting to it. And I was away from my regular life, you know what I mean? So I was on a work trip, so I had a little perspective and I was like, this is wrong what I'm doing. And so I quit. And then I was like, I kind of miss it. So I went back. I think that's called addiction.
And did you maintain perspective?
No, because now I still play fantasy sports this day, and I spend way too much time on it.
Really?
Yeah. Welcome to Inbox, the show where we gain access to our guests' digital correspondents and mine their personal lives for comedy gold. I am Matt Straub.
And I am Nicole Dressbell. Yeah. And our guest this week is writer, performer, Rachel Mason.
Hi.
All right, Rachel.
Yes.
Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
So we're going to open this episode of the podcast the same way we open every episode of the podcast, every visit, which is playing a little game called
Email
Roulette.
Every visit. Such a nice way to put this.
Yes. Yeah.
Having a nice visit right now.
Email Roulette.
So you are going to write an email dictated by Matt and I.
Okay.
To somebody you do not want to email.
Okay.
And if you get a trivia question wrong at the end of the episode, you will be sending this email.
Okay.
So do you have anyone in mind? And please, while providing context for the relationship, please don't reveal too much that listeners at home might know or this person listening might know.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a hard line to walk.
It's a really hard line to walk.
No, because there's two people that I immediately thought of, but I was like, no, that would really open a can of worms in my life
right.
that I cannot. One is an ex-roommate.
Is it the ex-roommate I'm thinking of?
No.
Oh, good, because I was going to veto that.
No. One is an ex-roommate. One is a like an ex-friend, but the ex-friend is like hardcore.
So tell us a little bit about this person okay. who you'd like to email.
This was an old friend of mine who we were friends for a long time, and then I had a huge crush on someone, and she knew, and she slept with him on my birthday and took him home from my birthday party.
Oh, wow.
This was like 10 years ago. And weirdly, I did not break off the friendship because she was a very close friend, but I talked to her about it. But it was the beginning of the end of our
of course
friendship. And we over time grew apart, and now she has kind of moved away, mm-hmm. and like we're kind of technically in touch, but I actually haven't talked to her in quite some time. So that's probably like the big one.
Quite some wow. time, we're talking years.
I think the last time I was in touch with her was maybe like 2 years ago.
Okay.
How long were you friends before the birthday?
Let's see. Probably like 8 years.
Great. How long had you had the crush?
A long time. Like as long as I'd known him and her, which was probably like a year or whatever.
You said you talked to this friend about that. And
yes.
like, how did that go?
Well, she claimed that she didn't realize that I still had a crush on him, which I don't think was true.
How many days or weeks before the birthday do you think was the last time that you mentioned the crush?
I don't know. I mean, it's not something like I talked about. I don't think I talk about my crushes like constantly. So
really, I did.
Oh, yeah. I don't.
Nicole, are you thinking about like a by the numbers email? Like you're going to put in a number and then explain what that number means.
That's very funny. I was not, but I think that is like a really good place to go. We're not there yet, though. Do you have more questions? I have more questions. We
no,
were talking about
continue.
How did the talk go? So she said she didn't think you had a crush anymore.
Yes. And I didn't really think that was true. Like, mm-hmm. I think she claimed that because I think in the heat of the moment when she mm-hmm. was, like, making out with this guy, she, like, justified to herself that it was fine.
Wait,
sure.
Rachel, hold on. Did they make out or did they bang?
They made out at my party and then they left.
Rachel, they made out at your party.
Yes.
Like, in a room where people were, like a
yes.
like a public.
And yes.
This is bananas. Why do you think she did it?
Well, I do think that she's somebody who kind of, she used to be a model. And I think that she kind of was a friend that went after friends' crushes, which was what I realized because it had happened to other friends of mine.
Now, question.
Yes.
Do you think that is a feminine competition, or do you think that sometimes women are only let themselves be drawn to men or feel like men are more attractive when they've been, like, okayed by other women?
I assume this is a question for me, right?
Yeah, what do you think? I think in this case,
yes,
that it was, I'd say, sort of competition. It was also, I think, somebody that they'd been told their whole lives that their self-worth was based on their attractiveness.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like an insecurity, which is, I guess, what competition
for
comes
sure.
out of.
Yeah.
But do you know what I mean? Like, it came out of, like, a need to kind of be better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the card she has to play, which is insane, too, because she was also incredibly smart and
right.
had a lot of other things to offer. But,
sure.
like, you know, it's hard when you model and you're young. So I do think it can screw with people's heads. Not everybody. I know people who are very well-adjusted who've had that job, but
right.
a lot of them are not.
Right.
So
great. So open it
okay.
up.
Okay.
So, you know what? This could be, like, a revenge email or a telling-off email. But, Matt, we do a lot of that.
I agree.
So I think we go in a different direction.
Okay.
Okay.
So the subject line of this email is your self-worth.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that.
Okay.
Yeah. Like the angle of why would you do this?
Yes.
Like you have more to offer.
Yes.
Is that what you're thinking of?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, great. Neither of us wants to take the lead here. Can you tell? We're hoping the other one will.
Yeah, 100%.
Desperately.
Okay, cool. This is going to be okay. an awesome email. I can already tell.
Yeah, really good.
Okay. Rachel, thank you so much. That's the first line. This is going to be an awesome email. So I'm sure you saw my name pop up in your inbox.
Factual. And then how about thought to yourself, huh, haven't heard from her in a while.
Yeah. And maybe panicked.
Huh? With a question mark?
Yes.
Huh. Yes. Huh? Okay.
Haven't heard from her.
From her in a while. Oh, sorry, I'm getting...
But. New line.
To be clear, but is standing alone on its own line right now.
I am writing to let you know that you have value and are so freaking smart. And I'm so sorry.
Oh, well, we're saying sorry.
You were a child model. Nobody deserves to have that happen to them.
To be clear, I have met some people who are well-adjusted.
Yes. I have met some adult child models. who are well-adjusted. But that's for another email.
I was going to say, and by God, I don't think you're that far away from being one of them.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I love that. Good luck, Rachel. Sorry. Good luck, Rachel. So it can be read either way. Great. Can be read as good luck,
Rachel. Good luck, Rachel. We're all rooting for you.
Yes. Okay. Good luck, Rachel. And then new sentence, we're all rooting for you. Matt, personal best?
I'm pretty pleased with this one.
Okay.
I'm pretty pleased with it, too.
So, Rachel, we'll come back to that later in the show.
Right. Okay.
But for right now, let's learn a little bit about your organizational practices in a segment called Let's Put a Label on It.
Okay. Nope.
Let's put labels on it.
Let's put labels on it.
We're going to start, though, with looking at some of your labels. Rachel, you have a lot of labels.
Oh, wow.
Some are capitalized and some are not. What's the difference?
I don't know.
Okay.
There's no difference. I think it's just whenever I create the label, I just was in a certain mood.
And are you still actively using your labels or have you outgrown them? Because I feel like a lot of people...
I have outgrown them for the most part.
I think that's very normal.
Which one do you think is not work or profession related? Those seem to be the most fun ones. Are there any fun personal ones in here that are jumping out at you that was something you were...
Recipes, yeah.
Go to recipes cooking.
But I also might not have anything in.
Well, let's see. Recipes cooking.
Yeah, nothing.
Oh, there's one thing. What is that?
Oh, America's Test Kitchen. Clearly, the day I
braised
made the label.
We're talking braised short
in
ribs
2013.
Here? All right.
What's in stuff to buy? Is that ambitious shopping or is that actual needs?
Nothing. No, that's the thing. It looks like, oh, wow, you have so many labels. And it's like I made up labels and then never use them. And most of the ones that have stuff are ones where it's automatically goes to that.
Oh, that's
so
what
it's
it looks
not.
Like. What's Donald P. McMahon?
Oh, that's Arthur Meyer's.
Sure. Yes, people have talked about it before.
Yeah, it's like a music collective of people who get an email from Arthur Meyer who talks about music. And sends out cool albums.
And it looks very, very monthly.
Kind of
it's
a newsletter.
Every week.
Oh, really?
It's been every week for 4 years.
But wait, so do you delete some? Because there's only six in here. There's actually only six.
Did you unsubscribe?
No, I still get them. I don't know what happened with these because I was trying to get them to go automatically, and I think they just don't. So they're probably still in my. I try not to delete
those.
Oh, I
see.
These
are just
I like them.
These are the ones that have randomly made their way in.
Yeah.
Hello, Nicole speaking.
Hey, it's Matt.
Hey, Matt, what's up?
You know, I've just been thinking, every business needs great people and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it.
Matt, I agree. And ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job.
In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day.
ZipRecruiter posts your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just one click. And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even review every application to identify the top candidates so you never miss a great match. The right candidates are out there. ZipRecruiter is how you find them.
Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free.
Matt, that's right. For free, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/inbox. That's ZipRecruiter.com/inbox.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
You know what, Rachel, I can't help but noticing you're also not signed into Google Hangouts. Did you sign out for this podcast? Or
I don't really do Google Hangouts.
Wow.
I don't really understand.
I'm not signed in either.
Is it? But it's just GChat, right? But
yeah,
different?
I don't really GChat.
Oh, God. I don't anymore, except unless I'm at work. But it was a big part of my life for a long time.
I did at one point, but
right?
I think it just everyone kind of stopped, and that's why I just... Mm-hmm. I worked a lot of day jobs, and then GChat was great because you're
of
you
course.
Can do it while you're on your computer. But now I work
right.
at home, and if someone's texting me, I just pick up my phone. Doesn't
right.
really
right.
matter. You know?
And also, you can text on your computer.
Right.
Unfortunately,
there was a day where if you were signed in to GChat and your status was green for go, people just start bombarding you. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
That's
God, that is. That's a kind of stress that I guess we've all outgrown. The oh my God, I have so many GChats that GChats are getting bumped, and I'm not going to see them.
Yeah.
Because you can only have four open at a time.
Yeah, that was the other thing too. I think that I would people would contact me. I don't want to talk to this person.
That's true. At some point in time, it did become only people you don't want to GChat would GChat you.
So it was, it was not my good friends anymore. It would just be some, and usually people that are perfectly nice, but I was I'm working.
Right.
So yeah, I don't have Google Hangouts.
Hey, you know what? While we're talking about chat.
Oh, yes. Great segue.
Rachel, do you have any fun old chats that maybe I could read?
On the G-chat?
On the G-chat.
I mean, I really haven't G-chatted in so long.
We want to go back.
Yeah.
When do you think is the last time you regularly G-chatted?
God.
Year.
I mean, probably like 5 years ago.
Excellent. I'm so excited about this.
Oh, this was a very depressing time in my life. So.
Oh, fun. Okay, oh, here we go. Are any of these good people? Whoa.
Let's see. Yeah, I was going to say, there's one with 86 lines there, but...
Yeah, but it looks like you're talking about having a cold.
That could be good.
Are you and this person flirting?
No.
It feels like it.
No.
Then why are you talking?
I don't know.
I think you're flirting.
I don't think so. I don't recall that being the case.
Should we let the audience decide whether this is flirting or not?
Okay. So Matt and I are going to read it for you, Rachel.
Great. Okay.
I'm playing the gentleman caller.
Oh, okay. I'm playing Rachel?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that I can bias it and put a little bit of flirt in my read.
Okay.
Great.
Okay. Well, thanks for telling us in advance.
Yep. Okay. You still sick?
50-50. I spent the day in bed, but am now semi-recovered.
Oh, good.
Yes, I don't understand how a little cold can fell a capable human being such as myself.
Dem viruses is sneaky.
Ugh, I know. You missed blank one-man band tonight. He was great.
Ah, you saw it. What did he do? He was good? One-man Harold between you and I is kind of easier than a multiple-person cage. No listening issues, no focus problems, total group mind, as it were.
Yeah, he had a great show. I missed the very top, so the setup was a little confused, but it was guys who were being held hostage in a robbery. Yeah, in some ways, but weaving a story for 25 minutes is hard, although I guess you are focused the whole time, so no zoning out.
Monoscene?
Yes.
Hmm.
Yeah, he always does a monoscene, which is cool.
Yes, it has its own challenges. Also, easier. I will do a one-man monoscene and crush this man.
Ha, I would love to see that.
I know he's better looking.
It's a throwdown.
But I would have a plan against that. I would wear a nice suit, bring financial statements to woo the women of the audience, bring them a gift collectively, flowers, shit like that.
That would definitely work.
Then do a monoscene and destroy him.
Sounds like you have it all figured out. Let's pitch it to blank. One-man cage match monoscenes for all of 2009.
I'm sure he'd be totally down for it. Yes, an interesting turn for improv.
Man, we are so cool. We know what the people want to see.
Yeah, we are really awesome.
I know. That is why we are IMing at 1:41 a.m. on a Thursday. What were you up to tonight?
I did stand-up, watch blank at blank. Now I'm packing for a trip tomorrow.
Wow, that is an impressively productive evening.
Blank is here and cooked chicken, so we are eating at 1:40. Not an ideal eating schedule. That's because we are badass, right?
I don't know, sounds pretty ideal to me.
The chicken is still alive.
Yes, badass. Oh well, then, definitely.
We are eating it to death. Our every bite brings it one step closer to death.
Holy crap, you are both cooler than I ever thought possible. That sounds messy, though.
It is. Confirming one's place at the top of a food chain is messy.
That's what it takes.
Yep. Okay, I'm going offline. Fucking blank. Now, the blank face him.
Power isn't about being clean, I guess.
We're gonna look like bullies.
Nice.
That pretty boy might beat us.
Ha, I don't know about that. Just remember, blank doesn't eat live chickens in his kitchen.
That's his shortcoming, his lack of aggressiveness.
Yeah, one of his many shortcomings. All right, I'm off to bed. I'm recovering from this stupid cold and have had enough obsessive web surfing for one evening. All I really have to say is, fuck blank. Good night.
I find flirting there.
It had its moments, yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then also they do drop their girlfriend's name at some point in it, which that undercut my expectations that there was flirting.
Yeah.
I just
this person was in like a pretty serious relationship, and I don't think I was coming at it with, well.
I don't think you were.
So and I think you are correct in the sense that there can be, it's like there's like a flirtatiousness that can happen in chatting just in general.
Yeah.
Yes.
So yes, I think in that sense for sure.
What is the word that I'm looking for? Like intentional flirting, but I don't mean that. I mean like goal-oriented flirting.
Mm. Right.
I don't know that this was goal-oriented flirting.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes. But I do think it was flirting.
Maybe outcome-oriented flirting.
Yeah, exactly. Not outcome. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I tried to put it in a word that meant the same thing, basically, just to sound smart. That's what I did there.
Just the joy of flirting in itself.
Yes. Great.
Right?
Good.
Great, book title.
Yeah. The joy of flirting in itself.
Yeah. In and of itself.
In and of itself. Yeah, that's my new book. I'm here to promote it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
If that was your book title, we did an amazing job getting it in. Like, imagine if that was your book title and we had just brought it in.
Yeah.
That would be pretty
good. Long road, guys, but we made it.
Which is the title of your second book.
Right. Right. I'm glad that we got them done in like 20 seconds after that whole long intro. Mm-hmm. So,
Rachel, I'm curious about our next segment, especially because you live in Los Angeles now.
I do.
So our next segment is called Dining Out.
Okay.
And we want to look at some of your Seamless orders.
Dining out.
People don't use Seamless in LA.
I know, because when I was there, it's really bad.
It's really bad. It costs like $30 to get something, and nothing or delivers, and it takes an hour and a half to get to you. It's literally completely pointless.
I don't understand.
I ran into one of the mod teams, the one that Austin Rodriguez is on, that one. So anyway, I ran into those guys, and they were like, oh, we're going to Seamless. And I was like, no.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, so I can show you like old Seamless orders, I think.
I guess so. Wait, so how are you getting food? Are you walking?
Yeah, there's like Yelp 24 a little bit, but it's usually like you're going to pick it
up. What's Yelp 24?
It's just like Yelp's version of
Seamless.
You can
leave a review at any time.
Yeah.
What the?
It's basically just Seamless, like, but through the Yelp
app. You post-meeting or rabbiting?
I don't really eat out as much in LA. I mean, that's not true, but I am walking distance to like Silver Lake Ramen and those good places.
Wait, where's Silver Lake? Because I lived on the block that you live on now.
Yeah. It's just like you have to walk down the Sunset, basically. It's like a 7-minute walk.
I never went to Sunset.
That's where all the restaurants are.
I would go to like 7-Eleven and Lamel.
LaMille. Yeah.
Way overpriced.
Very overpriced.
You would go in and be like, no, I can pay this much for a sandwich. And then somehow it would be $10 more than you thought it was.
Because they had like a service charge. And I went in there just the other day before I left LA and I got an avocado toast and a latte and it was $24.
You're lying. You're lying.
Silver Lake Ramen is around the corner from Sunset, which is incredibly delicious. It's very well known in LA, and it's around the corner from me. So that's the place I go constantly.
It's your go-to.
Yeah.
But I just call them directly because I go pick it up.
Okay, well, let's see if you've seen. Go to Seamless.
I changed my password.
Password has been changed.
So you changed your password in June, but then did not use it to actually make an order.
I think that's what happened is that I tried. I was like, oh, I'll do Seamless. And I was like, oh, no, I won't. So I obviously changed my password.
Wait, no, there was a confirmation.
Oh, yeah. This is the one that's underneath UCB Training Center.
Oh, so were you probably teaching a workshop.
Probably. Pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. A glimpse into my past when I was teaching a workshop or hanging out.
Yep, fair.
So this is my order.
A very reasonable sushi order.
Pretty reasonable, yeah, I would think.
Always seaweed outside?
You know, I think that's just their natural thing. I don't think I...
That's the default setting.
It's their default setting. Yeah.
Reasonably priced rolls in 2015.
Yes. The fun fact about LA is that sushi is very expensive compared to New York.
Really?
Yeah.
How are you handling it out there?
A roll let down?
Los Angeles is a weird place.
Yes.
I like it more now, but it's because it's sunny all the time, you're just kind of in this constant weird loop. The seasons kind of just don't, like, you'll be like, oh my God, that was a year ago. Like, you know, like you don't have those markers.
Right.
I have a lot more very unhappy friends in LA than I do in New York.
Really?
Like, I've been to a lot of parties where everyone's just really miserable and I've left the party and been like, oh, that was really rough. Including me, by the way. Like, I'm not saying like, oh, everyone else is getting me down. Like, we're all commiserating.
I also feel like in New York, at least, we are also often unhappy. I think it's just like the circle that we run in.
Yes.
But there is a weird thing where people are always like, no, I am a happy person. I'm just in this situation that has made me unhappy. And I think in New York, we're more likely to attribute it outward and be like, ugh, yeah, here's this stuff that's pissing me off as opposed to like...
I think we're here, we're irritated a lot.
Yeah, that's it. We're whining a lot.
And in LA, you're sad a lot.
Oh.
You know? Like, that's the feeling I get.
I think I'll take irritated if I have that choice.
Yeah, I think in LA, it's just like lonelier and like you're alone a lot.
Time moves slower there.
And so you have all this time to think about your miseries and failures.
Do you think maybe it would be better there if people could order food to their homes?
I do.
More seamlessly?
I do.
Perhaps.
Wow.
But I guess the idea is you all have cars.
Right. I know, but cars are stupid.
Cars are really stupid. Yeah, Rachel is a non-driver in Los Angeles.
I am a non-driver, proudly,
respect.
I mean, I guess, at this point.
It's time for a new segment. And this one, as Ben typed it, is called You Recent Amazon.com Order.
Amazon.com Orders.
Because I live in LA and I don't have a car,
right.
I use it constantly for everything.
Okay, good.
So
yeah, what is a Liqui Snug?
It is, it's like they're travel bottles, like to put your shampoo in.
That's not gross.
Like
that. Oh, and you ordered that from Amazon.
I did.
LA is wild because I would just go to Duane Reade or Walgreens.
I went to Walgreens and they didn't, the ones they had were like these cheapo ones that I have used before and like have like broken open.
Show me the ones you bought.
But the reason I got them is that I have this like oil that I use on my face. And I was like, if that leaks, it will
be that'll ruin
awful.
A lot of stuff. Yeah.
So do you look high quality though?
Yeah. It was like $15 for three, so they're not that cheap. But
it's a good looking travel bottle.
But yeah.
Are they also, and you'll find out at the end of the trip, are they easy to clean? Because that is a frustrating thing to me.
That is a good question. I don't know.
How do you clean out travel bottles? It's a nightmare.
Yeah. I don't think you do. I think you just keep putting the same product back in. So that one is just for that face oil.
That seems like eventually that's disgusting.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rachel.
Yes.
It's time for a segment called Search Alert.
Okay.
Search Alert.
Matt, I feel like I've been taking the lead a lot on this.
I don't feel that way.
Okay. I want to look for the word flirting.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good, good.
Go for it. I just want to see how many come up. Yeah, and do it within one day. None?
None.
Do a search for just flirt.
I'm such a boring person.
This is fucking bananas. You've never talked about flirting on the internet.
I guess not.
Okay, here. Put in quotes. In quotes. Don't repeat this.
Oh, yeah. That's
aren't
real
I so
juicy.
Good? Aren't
that's
I so good?
That's so good, and I guarantee you it's not going to be in there. I guarantee. Oh, wait. It locked you out. That's so perfect. That's it. That sums it up right there. That's so perfect.
That was
wow.
Amazing.
This is a developing situation.
This is literally the worst thing that could happen.
Wait,
on
this
inbox. Rachel's Google account has been disabled.
Read what it says, Nicole.
Account disabled. Google accounts are usually disabled because Google detects a policy violation. Learn more.
And then try to restore is the button.
Try to restore. Rachel, what if something happened and we ruined your email?
See, this is what happens when you type flirt and you're not a flirt.
Google was like, this woman's been hacked.
Yeah.
Rachel,
yeah.
Please type in quotes, don't repeat this.
All right, I had forgotten about all of that.
Okay. I didn't. Fucking nothing.
Rachel, you know what it's time for.
Oh, yeah.
Nicole?
It's time for things to come home to whatever.
What?
Things to come home to roost.
So, Rachel, we're going to ask you a trivia question.
Okay.
If you get it wrong, you're sending that email.
Okay.
But do you know what we're going to do before we ask that trivia question? We're going to reread that masterpiece of an email we wrote.
Oh, great. Your self-worth. This is going to be an awesome email. I'm sure you saw my name pop up in your inbox. Thought to yourself, huh, I haven't heard from her in a while. And panicked, but it's not that kind of email. I'm writing to let you know that you have value and are so freaking smart, and I'm so sorry you were a child model. Nobody deserves to have that happen to them.
Nope. Rachel, please read that correctly as you wrote it.
Nobody deserves to have that happen to them. To be clear, I have met some adult child models who are well adjusted, but that's for another email. And any by God... I did a lot of typos. I don't think you're that far away from being one of them. Good luck, Rachel. We're all rooting for you.
This email sounds like you like had a life coach who like told you how to write this, helped you write this.
It sounds like a Google Translate did it a little bit.
I also really like, but that's for another email, and then you go back into what we were doing there. It's not for another email because you keep going. It's a beauty. Okay.
Okay. Matt, go.
The trivia question is, which of the following is not a real online dating service? Mm. A, Date A Albino is the only place for men and women to connect with the albino community. B, Diaper Mates for adult babies and diaper lovers, parentheses, intended for adults over 18 only, and we do not allow photos of children, hardcore sex images, or poop, scat pics, or vids. C, Sea Captain Date. With thousands of captains already online, seacaptaindate.com is the destination for romance on the seven seas. D, herpes fish. There are plenty of fish in the sea, but not as many with herpes. This is incredible.
This is great. I'm going to go wild. I think they're all real.
Whoa.
I think they are all absolutely real. Here's what I think it might be. I think some of them might be misnamed. Because, for example, I know that there is a dating site for captains to meet people.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's called Sea Captain Date.
Yeah, I actually was like, these all seem like they could exist.
I like how some of these kind of read for as like ad copy.
I don't know that there's, I don't know that herpes fish is called herpes fish.
Yeah. On albino, I don't know, do albinos want to date each other? Is that like a big?
No, no, no. It's for if you.
If you want to date an albino?
And it doesn't a person say. Who is an albino.
To be clear, also, it does not say.
It does not say. But also, I bet if you're in the albino community, well, you don't want to be fetishized, but I bet it would be nice to not have that be an obstacle in dating.
Right.
Sure.
Albino, yeah. The diaper one, I think, is real.
Right.
I definitely think that's real. And I think herpes one, I think like the name, maybe not, because if that is real, that's a terrible name.
For adult babies, is adult babies like a term? Is that
Are
like
you
a
fucking yeah. kidding me?
What?
Yeah. No, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, it's a huge
that's
term.
A big
is it?
Thing.
Jeez,
yes.
guys, sorry.
How do you not know that? yeah, it's like people who really fetishize being like infantilizing
gotcha.
Themselves and wearing
but
diapers.
I just didn't know the term, guys. Jeez.
I agree with Nicole that there's probably some version of all of these, so it just comes down to like the name being.
Right. So it sounds like we're just not going to pick one. Okay.
I guess I'll say albino. I don't know.
You think that's not
it's
a
not
real dating service?
Date an albino.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if I have to choose one.
You sound super confident
then
about this.
She's made her answer.
You're right.
Wow. That was huge. Please tell me that is the slogan. SeaCaptainDate.com is the destination for romance on the seven seas. Oh, that's wonderful.
That's great.
Rachel, well done on that.
I mean, beautifully executed. And Ben, no blame.
Yeah. That was a great
no,
question.
I mean, that was just Rachel's own strength.
Because yeah. it was very tough. Was...
Wow. Not what my guess would have been.
What would have been your guess?
Herpes fish. I really thought there's no way that's the name.
Yeah. It's a bad name.
Well, this is a beautiful email, and it's not going
to
get sent.
No, but you should send it to Nicole for our archives, though.
Yeah, send it to me for your archives. But also, Rachel, I would say maybe just keep it in drafts, because somewhere down the road, somebody's going to need that email.
Yeah.
That's true.
Somebody's going to need to get that email.
I hope so.
Oh, and you also have undo set up.
I do the undo.
Do you really? How often?
Not that often.
Like, how often is your mind changing in 5 seconds?
Yeah. I mean, I usually just delete stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know you delete stuff.
My memoirs will be very boring, like when people look through all of our archives and
title
write
of,
books about us.
The title of that again is, happen. It was a long journey, guys, we made it. What was the title
no,
of that memoir?
That's the second one. The first one is something about flirting.
what's that?
I guess we'll have to listen to the podcast to find out.
Yep.
Thanks, Rachel.
Thanks, guys.